when you die, how many masses will need to be offered for you to be delivered of the purgatory where you will be in? Now, that's a very specific question that a lot of you probably have not thought about, but you need to, because chances are when you die, people are not going to offer very many masses for you. In my home country of El Salvador, they do have the custom of offering a novena of masses, which many family members attend, usually offered at your local parish, and it's offered for the person who's deceased. Here in the U.S., I don't really think that habit is here. People will offer one or two masses and attend kind of the vigil mass and sort of that's it. But they don't really have this kind of specific devotion. In other parts of the world, if you're lucky, maybe they have kind of this similar tradition of offering nine masses, and nine masses seems awfully generous, right? But what if I were to tell you that you're going to need a lot more masses than you would possibly imagine for you to be delivered? Now, we do have the tradition of the Gregorian masses where you offer 30 masses for a single person. Do you know anyone that has been so generous that they do that for other people? Most people don't even know that exists. We in our community, you know, those of you that watch my videos, we know about this. So maybe some of you have had Gregorian masses offered for your loved ones. But what about you? When you die, who's going to offer those masses for you? In today's purgatory story, you will hear an example of how many masses could be necessary for someone to be delivered. But speaking of this, I'm really thirsty. And after this video, I'm going to quench my thirst with some matcha green tea iced tea. Sponsored by Encha Matcha. Encha Matcha grows organic, shade-grown green tea leaves in Japan. They grind it into a powder and they make matcha green tea, which has been used in Japan for many hundreds of years. The people that live there and drink this live a long time, upwards of 100 to 125 years, or even more because of all the health benefits that it gives. It has nearly as much caffeine as coffee. I love it. If you would like to check this out, check out the link in my description and use the code UNIQUELYMARY to get 10% off your order. Thank you, Encha Matcha, for sponsoring today's video. And now on to the story. If ordinary good works procure so much relief for the souls, what will not be the effects of the holiest work a Christian can accomplish? I mean, Holy Communion. When Saint Magdalene de Pazzi saw her brother in the sufferings of purgatory, touched with compassion, she melted into tears and cried in a lamentable voice, "O afflicted soul, how terrible are your pains! Why are they not understood by those who lack the courage to carry their cross here below? Whilst you were still in this world, my dear brother, you would not listen to me, and now you desire so ardently that I should hear you. Poor victim, what do you require of me?" Here she stopped and was heard to count up to the number 107. Then she said aloud that this was the number of communions which he begged in a tone of supplication. "Yes," she said to him, "I can easily do what you ask, but alas, what a length of time it will take me to pay that debt. Oh, if God permitted, how willingly would I go where you are to deliver you or to prevent others from descending into it." The saint, without omitting her prayers and other suffrages, made with the greatest fervor all the communions which her brother desired for his deliverance. You heard that, 107, and that's 107 communions of a saint who received communion fervently, unlike you and I, who maybe we receive it fervently, or maybe we receive it lukewarmly, even if it is on our knees and on the tongue and all of that extra stuff. That doesn't mean that there's fervor in our heart. You know that. So how many communions will your family members need to receive for you when you die? Something to think about. That's why we need to be generous with the souls in purgatory right now, so that God will have mercy on us when it's our turn to be in purgatory. My friends, thank you for joining me in today's purgatory story. Happy month of November. I will see you in the next one.